From the Gospel of Matthew, the second chapter, beginning in verse 13 through verse 23. It's the escape to Egypt. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and he said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Now when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that had learned from what he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. Now when Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and he said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who are seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruler over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was still afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. And there he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.